أربعة.
Four.
الدرس الرابع.
Lesson four.
ألف.
A.
البيت.
The house.
في البيت.
In the house.
المسجد.
The mosque.
في المسجد.
In the mosque.
المكتب.
The desk.
على المكتب.
On the desk.
السرير.
The bed.
على السرير.
On the bed.
باء.
B.
أين محمد؟
Where is Muhammad?
هو في الغرفة.
He is in the room.
وأين ياسر؟
And where is Yasir?
هو في الحمام.
He is in the bathroom.
وأين آمنة؟
And where is Amina?
هي في المطبخ.
She is in the kitchen.
أين الكتاب؟
Where is the book?
هو على المكتب.
It is on the desk.
وأين الساعة؟
And where is the watch?
هي على السرير.
It is on the bed.
تمارين.
Exercises.
تمرين واحد.
Exercise one.
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions. The answers are to be based on the lesson.
تمرين اثنان.
Exercise two.
اقرأ واكتب مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات.
Read and write with the correct ending.
تمرين.
Exercise.
اقرأ واكتب.
Read and write.
ألف.
A.
محمد. خالد. حامد. ياسر. عمار. سعيد. علي. عباس. آمنة. زينب. فاطمة. مريم. عائشة. خديجة. صفية. رقية. تمرين.
Exercise.
اقرأ واكتب مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات.
Read and write with the correct endings. Remember that masculine proper nouns end in -un, meaning tanween, and feminine proper nouns end in -u, meaning dhamma. Review. Lesson 4. In this lesson, we will learn the use of prepositions. 1. Arabic nouns have endings to show their function in the sentence. The normal ending of a noun is the U sound, meaning dhamma, as in
البيت جديد.
The house is new. A noun in the normal ending is said to be in the nominative case. In Arabic, it is called
مرفوعٌ.
After a preposition, this ending changes to the short I sound. For example,
البيت.
The house.
في البيت.
In the house.
بيت.
A house.
في بيت.
In a house.
المكتب.
The table.
على المكتب.
On the table. A noun preceded by a preposition is said to be in genitive case. In Arabic,
مجرور.
2. In this lesson, we also learn the two pronouns.
هو,
he, it, and
هي,
she, it. In Arabic, all nouns are either masculine or feminine. A masculine noun is referred to by the pronoun
huwa,
whether it denotes a human being, an animal, or a thing. For example,
أين الولد?
Where is the boy?
هو في المسجد.
He is in the mosque.
أين الكتاب?
Where is the book?
هو على المكتب.
It is on the table. And a feminine noun is referred to by the pronoun
هي,
whether it denotes a human being, an animal, or a thing. For example,
أين آمنة?
Where is Amina?
هي في البيت.
She is in the house.
أين الساعة?
Where is the watch?
هي على السرير.
It is on the bed. Most feminine nouns end with a round ta, ta marbuta. But there are some which do not have any special ending. Note 1. We have learnt that tanween is the indefinite article. For example,
بيت,
a house. This rule does not apply to proper nouns. So,
حامد
is just حامد and not a حامد. 2. Feminine proper nouns have no tanween. For example,
آمنة, زينب, فاطمة.
Vocabulary.
أين,
where,
غرفة,
room,
الحمام,
bathroom,
المطبخ,
kitchen,
في,
in,
على,
on,
السماء,
sky,
الفصل,
classroom,
المرحاض,
toilet.
باء,
بي,
البيت,
the house,
من البيت,
from the house,
المسجد,
the mosque,
إلى المسجد,
to the mosque,
المدرس,
the teacher.
من أين أنت?
Where are you from?
محمد, أنا من اليابان.
I am from Japan.
المدرس,
the teacher.
ومن أين عمار?
And where is Ammar from?
محمد, هو من الصين.
He is from China.
المدرس,
the teacher.
ومن أين حامد?
And where is Hamid from?
محمد هو من الهند.
He is from India.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أين عباس؟
Where is Abbas?
محمد خرج.
He went out.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أين ذهب؟
Where did he go?
محمد ذهب إلى المدير.
He went to the principal.
المدرس.
The teacher.
وأين ذهب علي؟
And where did Ali go?
محمد ذهب إلى المرحاض.
He went to the toilet.
تمارين.
Exercises.
تمرين واحد.
Exercise one.
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions. The answers are to be based on the lesson.
تمرين اثنان.
Exercise two.
اقرأ واكتب مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات.
Read and write with the correct ending.
تمرين ثلاثة.
Exercise three.
اقرأ واكتب.
Read and write.
تمرين أربعة.
Exercise four.
ضع في الفراغ فيما يلي حرف جر مناسبة.
Fill in the blanks with the suitable preposition.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
المدرسة.
School.
الفصل.
Classroom.
الحمام.
Bathroom.
المرحاض.
Toilet.
المطبخ.
Kitchen.
الغرفة.
Room.
الجامعة.
University.
السوق.
Market.
اليابان.
Japan.
الصين.
China.
الهند.
India.
الفلبين.
The Philippines.
المدير.
Headmaster or principal.
ذهب.
He went.
خرج.
He went out.
في.
In.
على.
On.
من.
From.
إلى.
To.
من حروف الجر.
They are some prepositions. Review. In this part, we learn two more prepositions.
من.
Meaning from, and
إلى.
Meaning to. We also learn two more pronouns.
أنا.
I. And
أنت.
You.
أنا.
I is for both masculine and feminine. For example,
أنا محمد.
I am Muhammad.
أنا آمنة.
I am Amina. But
أنت.
You is only for masculine singular. You will learn the feminine and the plural forms later. We also learn here two verbs.
ذهب.
He went. And
خرج.
He went out. Note the following.
أين بلال؟
Where is Bilal?
ذهب إلى المسجد.
He went to the mosque.
ذهب بلال إلى المسجد.
Bilal went to the mosque. So,
ذهب
means he went. But if it is followed by a noun as the subject, the pronoun he is dropped.
من
from. If it is followed by alif and lam,
al,
it becomes
mina. Ila
to.
اليابان
Japan
الصين
China
الهند
India
المدير
Headmaster or principal
الفلبين
The Philippines
المدرسة
School
السوق
Market
الجامعة
University